passage of Scripture, and what we find in this section of Scripture is that we are at the point in our message where we know that God has Ishmael and Hagar's destiny in his hands. Amen. We know that God has Hagar and Ishmael's destiny, amen, in his hands. It may not look like their lives were being orchestrated, their steps were being ordered by God. I don't know if you've seen the movie The Life of Pi. It's a tale of survival, it's a tale of faith, an extraordinary endurance. Pi Patel is a young man who survives a shipwreck. He finds himself on a lifeboat in the Pacific Ocean with a Bengal tiger named Richard Parker. Throughout this ordeal, Pi faces an immense challenges. He battles starvation, the elements, the fear of this feline companion. Despite these trials, Pi, amen, maintains his faith, hope, using his wit and spiritual insights to coexist with the tiger. You got the tiger, you got starvation, you got the sea. Come on, help me, somebody. And you're all out there by yourself. His journey is not just a physical story of survival. As a matter of fact, it's a profound spiritual odyssey that explores the theme of belief. It's the same thing with Ishmael. It's the same thing with Hagar. Pi had the ocean. Ishmael had the wilderness. Come on, help me, somebody. And as we conclude this message, I think about this movie, and I think about Ishmael and how he had to go through the elements as a little boy. Amen. He had his mother. Amen. His mother had God. Come on, help me, somebody. And Ishmael, who was about to die, he survived. Do I have any survivors in the house? Do I have anybody that wants to thrive in life? You want to go from just surviving to thriving. You want to step up your life a little bit. You want to move from just enough to overflow. Come on, help me, somebody. There comes a time in these stories, it's a testament of what I say, resilience, of their faith when facing trials, the courage and the emerging faith to trust God no matter what. Do I have anybody here today who understands that sometimes when you want to give up, sometimes when you want to throw in the towel, you got to dig a little bit deeper into your faith and realize that God will give you the courage to survive. And so as we look at this extraordinary journey of Ishmael, I told you, I revealed to you that God had made a promise in 17 about, in chapter 17, about Ishmael to Abraham. But for some reason, Abraham forgot to share that promise with them when they went out to the wilderness. I want to say this to you. I told you that the Arabs are actually from the lineage of Ishmael. But here's an interesting fact. Out of that lineage comes Islam. I wish I had somebody. You see, what you don't understand is that Abraham and Sarah didn't understand that they would leave a mess behind, amen, because they did not believe in God's promises. sometimes what we're doing, we're trying to help God in the process, and we're creating things that will become a problem later on in life. It's kind of like at the beginning of the year when you go into HR and you say, you know what, I don't want you taking out that much taxes out of my check. You know, I want to get more money on the front end. But then when tax time comes, you're complaining that you're not getting anything. I wish I had somebody. In other words, what I'm trying to say to you is that you caused the problem, but then you still want the blessing. And so we find that we have this family, single mother. She has God. She has the promise. We have the angels. We have the way God preserves them and protects them. And now we come to the end of this series. And look what it says. It says, and God was with the lad. And so the first thing I believe, I will survive because I know God will always be with me. Don't jump over that real quick. I'm going to say it one more time. The text says, and God was with the lad. Let me introduce you to something that you already know. This is what you call God's omnipresence. The fact that God can be with you and me at the same time. Come on, help me somebody. The fact that when I leave his presence, he's still with me and he's still with you. But see, what I found out is that we panic because we really don't believe that God is with us. So what we do, we get involved in things that God is telling us, watch this, if you just trust me. Come on, help me somebody. And I'm trying to say that God's hands is all over Ishmael's life, but watch this. The text says, and God was with him. Now watch this. The evidence that God is with him is what? Can I ask you a question? Do you know if God is with you? Come on, did he not wake you up this morning? Did he not start you on your way? Did he not bring you this far by faith? Do I have anybody? See, and what I believe is that sometimes we forget, sometimes we overlook, sometimes we don't remember, watch this, that God is with us. The evidence. I'm saying one more time, the evidence. He was with him. He would become king. He would become wealthy. He would be favored by God. Watch this. He was protected by God. The evidence is key to your survival. Can I help you with something? Things may not be going the way you want it to go, but it doesn't mean that you don't have evidence that God is with you. Boy, y'all gonna make me work today. Yep, y'all gonna make me work today. Amen. I'm trying to help somebody with something. It's the small things that you gotta pay attention to. The fact that you woke up in your right mind. The fact that you got strength in your body. The fact that, listen, you wanted to give up, but yet God gave you the strength to keep on going. I will survive. Because I know God will always be with me. The text says, it goes on to say now, it says, and he lived in the wilderness. Now you got to catch this. Now, you got to understand that living in the wilderness is tough. Oh, Lord, let me paint the picture for you. This ain't no good life. But you know what I love about God? He can take your wilderness and turn it into Dubai. Come on, help me somebody. And that's exactly what he did, you know. You understand what I'm saying? That's exactly what they did. You go to Abu Dhabi for a minute. It's in the middle of the what? The desert, the wilderness. And God can take your wilderness and transform it so much so that it fits you. See, when your steps are ordered by God, I wish I had somebody. The text says he lived in the wilderness. Well, I says, I will survive, secondly, no matter where I am, because the Lord has favored me. And when you have the favor of God, listen, he almost died in this wilderness, but now he's thriving in this wilderness. Tell your neighbor, he is a survivor. Can I ask you a question? Are you a survivor? I'm gonna go this far and say this. He's a legend. Why do I say he's a legend? Because look, how do you survive in the driest seasons of your life? In the seasons of your life where things are not going the way you want it to go. Now you got to know that Ishmael and Isaac are brothers. Watch this now. And they both have had wilderness experiences. And one thing you know when you're favored by God, watch this, you can survive anywhere. It doesn't matter where the devil may try to push you out to. It doesn't matter how folk may talk about you, lie on you, do whatever they want to do to you, and watch this, and then make you feel as if, watch this, that you can't go on any further. The beauty about God is that he can favor you and will favor you wherever you go. I love that about God. I love that about God, that even in the wilderness of life, he will favor you. The text says he lived in the wilderness. But watch the text, though. Text says, and he became an archer. Now, an archer is a trained person who knows how to use a bow. I wish I had somebody. Now, God not only allowed him to survive, but then God, watch this, gave him what he needed to survive, to live. Come on, help me somebody. What did he use his archery skills for? To eat, to hunt, to provide clothes, come on, skin and all that kind of stuff. Come on, help me somebody. What I'm trying to tell you is this. You're looking at your situation. You're saying, I can't live on this little. And God's saying, I can take that little. And watch this, if you trust me, and watch this, I will favor you because I'm with you. But the third thing you got to know, I will survive because God will show me my purpose. Come on, help me. I believe many of us are jumping from place to place, thing to thing, this and that, because we don't understand what our purpose really is. See, Ishmael wasn't no ordinary dude. The promise that God had for him was with him. See, sometimes the things that God has promised you, it hasn't come to pass just yet. And the reason why you haven't seen it just yet, because possibly you're not walking in the direction of your purpose. Or maybe you're not developing the skills. Oh, help me somebody. And not using the spiritual gifts that God has put in you so that you can discover your purpose. You know how I discovered that I could build websites and start a company now for 23 years? I did it for the kingdom. My pastor needed a website. I said, I'll do it. Whatever they needed to do, I did it. I was willing to try it until I eventually found my God-given purpose. I was driving an ice cream truck, and then God took me off the ice cream truck and caused me to start a business that could sustain my family for generations to come. Do I have anybody who want to get in that path and say, God, what is my purpose? Just because you're in the wilderness doesn't mean you can't find your purpose. Lord, have mercy. I'm going to say it one more time. Just because you're in the wilderness doesn't mean you can't find your purpose. Watch this. Watch this. Look at 21. I'm moving expeditiously because, watch this, because I want you to get this. Watch what it says. Watch what it says now. It says, Notice that the Bible is, whenever you see a passage repeats itself, or you see a verse where you see repeated things, that's the most important thing to the passage, or the important theme to the passage, or the important idea to the passage. All right? Watch this. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out. This is not a speech, y'all. This is a sermon. I'm going to say it one more time. This ain't no speech. This ain't no motivational quotation for you. This is the word of God. And when you look at the word, if you live according to the word and claim the promises of the word, Lord, if you did it for Ishmael, do it for me. Lord, if you did it for him, do it for me. Because guess what? In Christ, you are Abraham's seed. In Christ, you are blessed and favored, and you have God's presence with you. Do I have anybody? Now watch this. The text says again. Why does it repeat again? He lived. In verse 20, it tells us he lived in the wilderness and what he did. Now it tells us he lived in the wilderness and where he resides. Oh, I wish I had somebody. You with me? Now watch this. You got to catch this, okay? When they started out, when Abraham put them out by God's divine design. I don't want to knock Abe too bad, you know. Abe had to follow God's plan. Watch this. When they got put out, they were in Beersheba. All right? Now, Beersheba is a different, it's a different wilderness. Beersheba was the type of wilderness that nobody could survive. But they went through those earlier days in Beersheba only to end up in Paran. Paran, you may want to write this down, is where we find later on Mount Sinai. Lord have mercy. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Watch this. If you're going to survive, watch this. God will always keep you in his will and bring you to the place, watch this, where you can receive revelation and truth. It was at Mount Sinai where God gave the law to Moses. It was at Mount Sinai where the children of Israel would later camp at the base of that mountain. What I'm trying to tell you today, you may not see it right now. It may not look like what it want to look like right now. Listen, this church may not look like we want it to look right now, but a day is coming. Oh, a day is coming. All these chairs are going to be filled. Matter of fact, we may not even be here. I wish I had somebody. And that's not just pie in the sky dreaming. That's because I know what God has promised me. And I thank God that right now it may be named Paran, but one day God will change the name to Mount Sinai. I wish I had somebody. Mount Sinai means that you will get divine truth. You will get divine good. You will get what God has for you because he will reveal it through his word. It's in the word where you will get the revelation so that you can get instructions, illumination, and you can get your marching orders. God will bring you to that place that he will reveal to you that purpose, that will I have for you. What if he would have went to the wilderness of Zin? What if he would have went to another wilderness? You see, it's all about observation, y'all. And when you see these two ideas come together, you have to say, man, God is up to something. God, why am I moving from this place to that place? Let me ask you something. What did you learn in the last place you was at? See, if you didn't learn anything, you set yourself up to repeat it again. Look at this. Imagine that God placed him where eventually truth would be revealed. They started at Bathsheba. Now they are in what? Paran. But check this out. Check this out. Now, I'm done. And his what? Always a woman, boy. It's always a woman, boy. This is, see these brothers, boy. His mother. Now you got to know the symbolisms of this and the significance of this. Okay? It may not look like a scripture, like, oh, it's just a scripture. Pay attention to this. His mother took a wife for him from the land of what? Egypt. So now, she was Egyptian. Didn't know that, huh? Hagar was Egyptian. And now she went to the land and got her son a wife who was Egyptian. You get it? Now watch this now. Watch this now. Watch this. His mother was involved in his life. His father was the one who was supposed to find him a wife. But oh, when your father abandoned you. But the one thing I love about God, he will never abandon me. He will always provide what you need. So the last thing I want to give you, I will survive because God will establish me. God will put me in that place where he will give me exactly what I need. I thank God that he knows what I need and he knows how to establish my life. Can you imagine the mother having to do what the father should be doing? But it did not stop her from doing what she needed to do. Oh, there's a lesson right there, boy. There's a lesson right there. There's a huge lesson right there. Don't you neglect your responsibilities just because you lack what you need to do what you need to do. I'm going to help you right quick. Get up and do it yourself. Quit chasing for that child support check. God gonna bless you. Uh-oh. I done went somewhere right there. He don't want to take it. He gave you one check. A skin of wine and some bread. But tell your neighbor, I did survive. Where are my single mothers right quick? That raised some kids. Come on, let me see you done raised some kids. And let me say this, they turned out all right, didn't they? Come on, help me somebody. Did they not turn out all right? They sure did. You see, if we were to go to Universal Studios, in California or Florida, they would take you on a tour through the movie lot. Thank you. In these movies lots, you'll see little Western towns and modern day. You'll see New York and all that kind of stuff. But the tour guide will explain to you as they drive through Universal Studios or WB or whatever, they'll tell you that what you're looking at is a facade. You see, the external may look like it's a town or a city, but if you were to go on the other side, there's nothing there. There's no reality behind what you see. It looks good, but there's nothing else there. Come on, help me somebody. The lots are simply there to create an illusion of a town. The city is just there, watch this, for the purpose of the film. unfortunately today, much of our, many of us, we go to our Christian lives. Come on, somebody. And there's no reflection of true blessings. There's nothing behind the external. I'm going to say it one more time. There's nothing behind the external. We say we're blessed and highly favored, Lord, but we don't look like it. We say we talk a good game, but there's nothing behind it. We say we do, we're the head and not the tail, but from the time you leave church, you don't even believe that. But I stop by to tell you, we will survive. You got to start believing that what you say and what God says from his word is what it is in your life. Do I have anybody here who's willing to say, Pastor, what you see and what's behind what you see is gonna match? We gotta stop using empty words and use our faith. God, I'm gonna get this job. I'm gonna get this opportunity. Why? Because you put me in the right place. It may not look like the way people want it to look, but you ain't doing it for people. You're doing it because you believe what God has in store for you.